Chair, we are delighted to see this group of governmental experts being steered by India and by you personally, as you are a leading voice in efforts to address the impact of science and technology on international security and on arms control. Rest assured that you will enjoy the full cooperation of my delegation. I cannot fail to express Switzerland's deep regret that the first session of this GGE had to be cancelled for financial reasons. While the second session has gone ahead, we remain concerned that a precarious financial situation continues to jeopardize the CCW and its Implementation Support Unit in general, the GGG in particular. We urge all high contracting parties, therefore, to bear that in mind. Chair, discussions on autonomous weapons in the CCW since 2014 have been dynamic and reduced a solid acquis on which we can build. We are now entering a new phase of our work, addressing the issue for the first time in a formal rather than informal setting. We are working on the basis of a new and more ambitious mandate than before, a mandate to explore and agree on possible recommendations and options related to autonomous weapons. In that context, we see three key objectives for this meeting. One, deepen our understanding of the different aspects of autonomous weapons. Two, taking forward issues identified by the 2016 meeting of experts. Three, agreeing on concrete work to be done by the GGE in 2018 and beyond. Chair, we're looking forward to the various panels that you have organized. They can strengthen and deepen our understanding of autonomous weapons. We are also convinced that they should contribute to developing converging views on key concepts. In that regard, let me highlight three areas of particular importance. Firstly, as laid down by the recommendations from the 2016 meeting of experts, high contracting parties should place the application of and compliance with international law at the heart of debate. Switzerland has tabled a working paper entitled A Compliance-Based Approach to Autonomous Weapons Systems. This builds on our compliance paper introduced in 2016, and it sets out in concrete terms existing constraints and requirements under international law. We argue that the GGE should reiterate the fact that potential development and employment of any weapon system, including autonomous weapon systems, must comply with existing international law, and in times of armed conflict, particularly with international humanitarian law. Looking beyond this session of the GGE, we believe that the group should be tasked with reaffirming and spelling out applicable law as it applies to autonomous weapons systems. Secondly, the 2016 recommendations also underlined the importance of elaborating a working definition. We think it might be premature to come up with a system that would draw a line between desirable, acceptable, or unacceptable systems. Nonetheless, the GGE should strive for a common understanding as to both the substance and the purpose of a preliminary working definition. A third point, also included within the 2016 recommendations, relates to the notion of appropriate or necessary level of human control or human judgment in the use of force by autonomous weapons systems, particularly in the targeting cycle. We hope to be able to explore this issue further in view of an emerging understanding. Chair, it is our hope that we will be able to achieve progress in these areas, as well as on other matters, in the course of this week. Since the GGE's work was cut short this year, perhaps not all of our expectations will be met. In that context, the report and decisions as to the way forward to be adopted at the end of the week will become all the more important. At this stage of our work, it is our view that we should now start considering what shape and form initial concrete CCW outcomes might take. I've already underlined several possible avenues to be explored. Other proposals have been circulated in working papers. We would like, in that context, to state that we have taken note with great interest of the forward-looking proposal from France and Germany to elaborate a political declaration. We believe that such a declaration could constitute a pragmatic and achievable next step with a number of benefits. Thank you, Chair.